From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A mass evacuation from the Syrian city of Aleppo. Ambulances and green government buses moved into the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, Thursday, part of an operation to evacuate civilians and rebel fighters. The International Committee of the Red Cross and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Society said they were involved in evacuating about 200 wounded, some of them with critical injuries. UN humanitarian envoy Jan Egeland told reporters he hoped to see the start of a last and successful attempt at evacuations from eastern Aleppo, which opposition fighters seized in 2012. He said those being moved from the city included medical evacuations of wounded and sick people, other vulnerable civilians, and rebel fighters. Egeland said the UN is keeping a close watch on the operation.
We stand ready to accompany those who are being evacuated, not only from East Aleppo, but all the way to Idlib, that is controlled by armed opposition groups, that will be the destination of most of the people evacuated.
The operation came after an agreement was reached late Wednesday, but was far from certain to be put into motion after a planned evacuation early Wednesday failed to materialize and a ceasefire in Aleppo failed. Japan and Russia have agreed at a leaders' summit Thursday to revive security talks and start discussing economic cooperation on disputed islands at the core of a road that has kept them from signing a peace treaty formally ending World War II. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Russian President Vladimir Putin also talked about